Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. The London International Church of Christ are about to have a teaching day on the Book of Hebrews. That's Saturday, the 1st of October. And then through October and November, we shall be teaching and preaching through that book in more detail. And in anticipation of the teaching day on the 1st of October, I thought I'd record a few Hebrews teasers, some thoughts for us to ponder as we move towards the day of the teaching day. And the first thing I thought we might discuss for a few minutes today is the subject of angels. Now, I don't know about you, but angels isn't a topic that occupies much of my thinking day to day. I think it does some people. The Bible has quite a lot about angels, and the book of Hebrews has as much, if not more, than almost any other book of the New Testament. Hebrews chapter 1 particularly focuses on angels, and there are sections of chapter 2, one verse in chapter 12 and one verse in chapter 13 that also mention angels. In chapter 12 he says, "You've come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You've come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly." Sounds like the writer believes in angels. Hebrews 13 contains this warning or exhortation. It says in verse 2, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it." Have you ever wondered if that's happened to you or someone you know? Or is it just something that happened in Bible days, New Testament days, Old Testament days? The particular incident probably in the mind of the writer is the one involving Abraham in Genesis. But we'll look at that in more detail when we study Hebrews 13. But what about all the angels? Of course, chapters 1 and 2 are showing us that Jesus is superior to the angels. Chapter 1, verse 4, "He became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs." Verse 5, "To which of the angels did God ever say, 'You are my son'?" And there's a different relationship between God and Jesus as opposed to God and the angels. "Let all God's angels worship him," verse 6. And verse 7, "He makes his angels winds, his servants flames of fire." Verse 13 of chapter 1, "To which of the angels did God ever say, 'Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet'?" Applying an Old Testament scripture there to Jesus. And verse 14, the last verse of Hebrews 1, "Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation?" Now here's the question for you. Here's a question for you to think about. And if you like, you can email me or contact me in any way you wish to let me know what you think. My question is this. It says, aren't all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Well, didn't Jesus come to serve us? Wasn't he sent to serve us who will inherit salvation? So if angels are servants sent to serve us who will inherit salvation, and Jesus was also sent to serve us who will inherit salvation, then what's the significance of that verse? What's he really saying? What is the Hebrew writer trying to get across right there? What is the difference in his mind between an angel and Jesus in that particular area? Both were servants. Both were sent. Both were sent for the purpose of helping those who will inherit salvation. But yet, there's clearly a difference, or the Hebrew writer would not have written that, and there wouldn't be a question mark at the end of verse 13. So what is the difference? And also, if you've got any other particular questions about angels, please let me know. Or if you think you've met an angel, if you think you have entertained an angel, I would be fascinated to hear the story. I'm sure God does things that are beyond our imagination and beyond what we would expect. And so let me know. Drop me an email at malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, or contact me via the Audioboo website and let me know what you think about this question about angels. Well, the next podcast we'll go and look at something else from chapter 2, but for now that will do. I hope to see you soon, and God bless.